Hey y'all, welcome to the Health and Wellbeing Podcast, powered by the Social Butterfly Experience. I'm your host, Ajalon Brown, and let's get right into the episode. Okay, first, let's start off with who I am. My name is Ajalon Brown. I am a full-time college student at the University of Pittsburgh, hail to Pitt. I am a casual worker at UPMC. And I have two businesses. My first business that has been established since 2018 is BCB Beauty, which is a beauty brand. I sell mink lashes, press-on nails, and occasionally take makeup appointments. I recently just launched the Social Butterfly Experience, which is a brand that promotes the importance of mental health and positive well-being. I do this by writing blogs about mental health, providing resources on my website about mental health through my mental health clothing line, and now my podcast, which talks about mental health, spirituality, pop culture, and much more. Now, I know y'all probably like, how does she do all this? And wholeheartedly, my answer is time management. I believe you can do anything that you want in this world as long as you make the time for it. And that is why I made the time today on Monday, October 26, 2020, to finally record and publish my podcast, because this is a goal that I have been wanting to do for such a long time now, and I'm like, I just have to start it. So let's talk about the reason why I wanted to start a podcast. As I mentioned earlier in this episode, on my website, I write blogs about mental health. So far, there's only two on the website. My first one, which is kind of like my intro, it talks about depression, what it is, and how to cope. And my most recent blog, the effects of social media on mental health. And my blogs are more so informational. Like, I talk from my perspective, also with facts, but they're more so informational to my audience, whereas with my podcast, I want my listeners to feel and hear my voice behind my advocacy for mental health, and I would also like to educate and get people to start talking about the stigma around mental health and how there shouldn't be one, because everyone struggles with some type of mental health issue, whether they want to admit it or not. And I want people to be more comfortable talking about it and not being afraid. And with me being African-American / Black, there's definitely a huge stigma within the Black community about mental health, and it needs to stop. As a Black person, I have seen many people I love use alcohol and drugs to cope with their sadness or mental health issues, and I myself have even done it at times, but I promise you, it's okay to go seek help. It's okay to go to therapy. You have to talk about it, because the alcohol and drugs help you in the moment, but long term, it doesn't help you at all. And I always like to use myself as an example, because I was diagnosed with clinical depression at the age of 16. And as you guys can hear, I'm a very productive person. And people, when they often meet me, or even people who know me, they're always sometimes confused on how I have depression, but I'm a productive person. And the two do not correlate at all. Ever since I was a teenager, I always knew nothing in life comes for free. So I know anything that I ever work for, hard work pays off. That's just the simplest terms. If I work hard for something, it will be mine. And I do work hard in my life. But with my depression, sometimes I get really unmotivated and I get in my own head and I get sad. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I can't do anything. But I know it's just the depression talking and it's not me. But people still think that, you know, like, I'm this perfect person, like, I have it going on for me, like, everything's just great. And I'm like, no, like, I cry more than you think. Like, I struggle. Everyone struggles. But ultimately, I know as long as I can wake up another day and reach my goals, everything falls into place. And by going to therapy, I relearned my self-value. I realized the type of energy and company that I needed to keep in order for me to deal with my depression. And I'm still learning, like, you know, healing from mental illnesses, it's not just a one-step process. It's not something that happens within a week or a month. It's a continuous process that's going to, like, happen throughout the rest of my life. And I think when people start to realize that, you know, healing doesn't happen overnight, I think more people will try to heal, because people will often say, I'm depressed, I'm sad, like, nothing's going right in my life. But they're not walking by faith and understanding that, you know, as long as you're putting in the work to try to be a better person or try to see better days will come. To conclude, I hope you enjoyed the welcome episode of the Health and Wellbeing Podcast. I'm not going to have a specific date when I release episodes due to my schedule always changing. Some weeks I have exams, some weeks I don't. Some weeks I work, some weeks I don't. Life is busy, but you guys will hear from me at least once a month. So with this being the last week of October, you may hear from me at the end of this week. You may not hear from me until November. Either way, thank you all for listening. And if you like this episode, I would appreciate if you would subscribe to the podcast. Please stay up to date with us through our socials. On Instagram, we are The Social Butterfly Experience, all spelled out. And on Facebook, we are just The Social Butterfly. You can also reach our socials by going onto our website, which is www.thesocialbutterfly.blog. Again, that's www.thesocialbutterfly.blog. And if you really enjoyed this episode, I would appreciate if you sent in a voice message about what you liked, and it may be featured on the next episode. And once again, thank you if you have listened thus far, and stay tuned for more episodes.